Thank you to the Internet Society for selecting me for the Internet Hall of Fame. I'm delighted to accept, not just for myself, but for everyone working to build digital equity. When I started working on the Internet in 1983, access was only for defense and higher education institutions. But the power of a global open source system for connecting computers quickly became obvious. By 1994, I joined Larry Irving at the Department of Commerce to jumpstart internet use among nonprofits and governments. Our grantees paved the way for a surge in internet use by hospitals, tribes, community networks, and others. In 2008, I led a new program at Commerce responding to the Great Recession. With $450 million, grantees expanded hundreds of public computer centers and helped more than 700,000 low-income households get online. When I retired in 2015, my friend Angela Seifer was organizing a response to changes in the FCC's Lifeline program. I knew this was not a one-time issue. There would be others. That night, we agreed to go big, and the National Digital Inclusion Alliance, or NDIA, was born. I became the founding board chair in 2017. Today, NDIA is setting the standard for equitable internet expansion in the 21st century, informing digital equity policy and the Infrastructure Act, while also building a community of over 1,400 affiliate organizations in all 50 states, DC, and 6 territories. When we hear from top leaders that internet is not a luxury, it is a basic necessity. That was Vice President Kamala Harris, by the way. We feel the effects of the digital equity movement. When we reached a milestone this summer of 20 million households signed up for the Affordable Connectivity Program, we feel the effects of the movement. The fact that I had a 40-year career focused on reducing internet disparities speaks to several things. The first is our society's indefensible persistence of inequity, something that we need to face. Another is the problem was invisible to decision makers who didn't know anyone without access. The pandemic of 2020 changed that. Now we have a good shot at digital equity. I accept this honor today from ISOC with deep thanks and also much hope, because today we have a growing movement to lead us toward an equitable and open internet. Thank you.